T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
This is John Sterling, voice of the New York Yankees. You know, Susan, you simply can't get enough of Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
So, you know, it's funny that that didn't come up. That must have slipped through the cracks.
Dave wants that in studio in 15 minutes. Don't know what it was, but apparently he brought Shane another gift. So we will, the last one was his name on a chef hat. So looking forward to seeing what this one was today. Speaks and I don't know about it, but Dave going to hang out with us for a little bit. But we were gone and apart from each other for many days over the holiday weekend. Some people gone. A lot of things that we have not gotten to get to. Short show with the Cubs game. So we got some crack slippers.
Yeah, all right. First one that I wanted to make sure that you and I talked about is Eric Lewis, the NBA referee.
Yes, sir.
Who had a burner account. Everybody know what a burner account is on Twitter at this point?
Yeah, or Instagram or whatever. It's just an account. It's an account that's not in your name, so you can search stuff or follow people or like things or whatever, that and it's not tracked back to you. It's an anonymous account for your online dealings.
Right, and sometimes you get found out. It was Jerry Colangelo Jr., whose wife had a burner account, and she would constantly defend him
as a
basketball executive.
Something like Kevin Durant would be like, KD is better than LeBron, and it was from like a fake account that was then Kevin Durant, and he was logging out from his account. And it's very embarrassing if you get discovered with a burner account.
So a Twitter.
I have a burner account so that I can follow Brad Bix. 100% true. 100% true.
Well, now aren't you tempted to use that burner for other things? Go out and defend yourself? And
no, never.
Yeah. Because you'll defend yourself on your own account.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I've never once tweeted for my burner account.
But I'd get a burner account for the OnlyFans of girls I went to high school with.
There you go. Yeah, that's an option.
So Danny and I are the only ones with burners on the show.
I don't have a burner. Why do you have a burner account?
Just I don't tweet from it, but I will. It's like a different feed where sometimes you just get sick of all the nonsense. So I just want my news and sports. So I'll like scroll through with the burner so I don't get like too much of the nonsense that you see on Twitter.
Oh, sure. So you only follow like news sources and such. The way that it was originally used. I get it.
I don't go to the burner that often. It's literally just for people who have blocked me. That's really all it is.
Long list, huh?
There are a few people on there.
Imagine what I'd say on a burner that I don't want to say on my public account.
You know, I
probably shouldn't have one.
Danger. I've never tweeted from it, but I use it to see people who have blocked me.
Well, if you were an NBA ref like Eric Lewis, maybe you would feel the need to have a burner account because he wanted to defend himself. A Twitter user named Pablo Escaburner. Let me just applaud that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
If I can.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Congratulations.
Thank you for Pablo. He found out that this Twitter account named Blair Cutliffe was actually the NBA ref Eric Lewis. You'll never guess how he found out. It's because Blair Cutliffe did nothing but defend NBA ref Eric Lewis in his dealings. That's all that the account did. Hundreds and hundreds of tweets defending Eric Lewis.
You got to cover your tracks better, Eric.
How about this? Once they decided to look into it a little bit, they found out that Blair Cutliffe had zero followers. Okay.
Yeah, most do.
He followed 5 accounts. The NBA's main account, NBA's official updates page, the official NBA referees account, Referee Analytics as an account.
Oh my God.
And George Mason Women's Basketball, where Eric Lewis's wife is a coach.
Those this are- guy...
It's the, like, the worst.
Who's this, Mitch using an email?
He criticized a random Phoenix Suns fans referee rankings that had Eric Lewis 69th. Nice. On the rankings.
Yeah, nicely done.
So, that's, so he was found out, and he deactivated the account, and now he's reactivated it. He still has zero followers. He has 1,527 followers. Wait, he now has 1,527 followers as of...
People are now following the referee's burner account.
Correct. Mm. Correct.
See, that's you messed up. Now you got the spotlight on you.
Here's what's interesting. He has followed a sixth account, Pablo Escoburner. So he's followed the guy who found him out and exposed him, and the NBA is investigating. Anything wrong with this?
No.
If you're the NBA?
What are you investigating?
The guy's defending himself.
He's with a burner account.
I mean, like, maybe suggest therapy, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
He's causing no harm.
No. But it's just, you know... A little petty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, hey, man, maybe prioritize some other things, but I don't think there's anything nefarious here.
This is the same guy. Everybody thinks he favors the Celtics. It's the same guy who grimaced when Jimmy Butler's shot went in earlier in
that
series.
That was a tough
look.
That was a tough visual. I don't know really what the justification for that could have been, but, you know. I'm also the guy that does believe that we watch fixed sporting events every so often.
You think it's just it happens to be?
I think it's just a thing that happens.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't want to know. You don't want to know that it's fixed. If it is fixed, that would suck. If it's fixed,
it would suck.
You know what I mean? So, but I think it happens. I think it's happened before.
All right. So the other one is Le'Veon Bell, the former Steelers and Jets running back,
admitting something that we have long suspected of many football players. And yeah, sure, maybe Le'Veon Bell.
It's conception about me with the whole weed thing. But like looking back on it, it's like, bro, like that's what I did. Like, you know, when I was playing football, I smoked, bro. Like, I was even before the games, I smoked. You know, I'd go out there and run for 150, two tubs.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
150 yards and two touchdowns after he smoked weed before a game.
Not surprising. Not a surprising thing.
You remember Sean Smith, the former Kansas City Chief defensive lineman?
Oh, me and Sean Smith have a history together.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He once told me to go suck a pickle online. Yeah, and then we got into it in the locker room, and there was like a whole big ordeal.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're talking about the defensive tackle, right?
Yeah.
Not the corner? Yeah. The defensive. Me and Sean Smith had a few blow-ups when I was in Kansas City.
Wow, that's amazing. But yeah. he said that he smoked two blunts before every game. When I smoke, I can focus and actually do the job I have.
That is not surprising.
I feel like nobody can stop me when I'm out there. As you know, Percy Harvin said, there's not a game I played in that I wasn't high, says Percy Harvin.
I mean, Michael Phelps became the greatest Olympian ever by getting high. Like, these guys, you know, they get after it.
Hold on, dude.
That's not the only way he did it.
Hold on, man.
All he had to do was get high.
That's not even what we're talking about anymore, Speaks, because right. We found the suck a pickle thing. Did he say it to you in person and then again on Twitter?
No. He said it on Twitter, and then we had a blow up in person after that happened.
But did he say it to you on Twitter more than once? Because the way he responded to you leaving Kansas City, he tweets, this is January 9th, 2017, 2:18 p.m. Aw. Go suck a pickle is leaving. Congrats on the next new gig, my guy.
Oh, yeah, we had made up since after that.
Setting my guy at the end of it.
We had made up. No, we've joked about it. He had to come on the show. Like we made up, but no, the original go suck a pickle was years before.
So
that.
He just became the go suck a pickle.
Yeah,
guy from that, then
that's
on.
That's how he knew me.
Wow. This is our special high thing. Quality humor.
yeah.
My guy.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
My guy.
All right. So one thought on Le'Veon Bell playing high. His running style, extremely patient and intuitive.
And like borderline indecisive.
Right? Calm.
A little panicky.
Well, or was it panicky to brilliance? Because he didn't barrel ahead and hit the hole. He approached the line of scrimmage in full control. He picked his spots.
You think he ran like a pothead?
That's what I'm saying. Hmm. That his running style as a running back fits his drug of choice. A cocaine running back would just be barreling through the hole.
Sure.
With no regard for anything. An LSD running back might just be examining the ball after
the
handoff, like contemplating where the hole actually is, never get to the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
Le'Veon ran like a pothead. Now that I think about his style.
All right,
your thoughts?
I agree.
Okay.
I think you've done a perfect drug analysis of different running back styles.
Thank you very much.
Across the board.
I'm here all week.
Did you guys find out anything else? You guys are cackling.
Well, now we're moving over to Speaks.
Listeners have found the PBP podcast on the Odyssey app specifically.
Yeah. Oh, good.
First result, PBP, a Peaky Blinders podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No way. That's the first result.
Is this a result?
A Peaky Blinders podcast. It's a podcast covering the latest episodes of the show Peaky Blinders.
Wait a minute.
Am I the second result, at least?
I don't know, man. I'm not looking.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm gonna look right now.
That's unfortunate.
PB.
You find this pod.
No. If you do PBP on Odyssey under podcast, it's the first thing that comes up. The PBP, Voices of Baseball.
Okay.
The second one is a Peaky Blinders podcast.
Okay.
That's amazing.
All right.
That is incredible. You're on there. Now you want to search my name and we'll see.
It's the Danny Parkins show, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, let's
Dave Wanstead's here. He's raring to go. He's got paper and a pen.
Yeah,
all
let's
set.
Break and talk to him.
Yeah, all you right. search for my name and my podcast still doesn't come up. Dave Wanstead in studio. He gave Shane a gift. Maybe he has thoughts on Le'Veon Bell smoking pot before games. Do the coaches know if Justin Fields is good yet? Lots to get into. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
Oh, I love Wani.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.